I'm released from my chamber, step from the cryo, put on my uniform, live in denial. Another drone in this thought-free zone, function is one, never function alone. Do what they tell me, buy what they sell me, trapped as a clone, please somebody help me. Yeah, I've been programmed to be like them, programmed to behave like them. Remove my implant, black and white, go to color, see Robot City in all of its wonder. See the fearful fall in line to the masses' perception of space and time. See the copycats messy rocks. Or your man Whitey Cracker think outside the box. At random, generate straight in tandem. Robot City, look out, this the anthem,
As the scene opens, we find him on the phone talking to the company's business manager.
Hello, children! In a future time, children will work together to build a giant cyborg!
Something, smell that something. が絶倒無敵の力は僕らのために正義の心を変えた飛ばせ鉄拳ロケットパンチ今だ出すんだブレストファイヤーマジンゴーマジンゴーマジンガーセット山を砕く黒金の城スーパーロボットマジンガー Z 正義の怒りはみんなのために平和の祈りをパイルだ発射命中ミサイルパンチ今だ出すんだルスト背景マジンゴーマジンゴーマジンガー
As soon as he finishes dinner, he locks himself in his makeshift laboratory and allows nobody to enter. As the scene opens, we find him entering his little room in the basement. Listen.
I'm building a robot. I'm building a robot.
Robot.
Not a rowboat, a robot. It's a mechanical man that talks like a human being, moves like a human being, but looks like a jumbled mess and has no brains. Now, do you know what it is? It's an automaton. It responds only to the commands of the operator.I've been working on it secretly for the past 4 months.
Can I feel it?
No, you can't feel it.
Well, can I smell it?
No! No peeking, no feeling, and no smelling.
Any sniffing?
Now, you stay away from that robot. I've worked on it too long to have you ruin it. Well, to begin with, I made a very careful study of the human anatomy. Joints. I had to learn all about the joints to make the robot move properly. Then I examined the construction of the brain and the cranium. There's my robot. Now...When I press the button, he pours a cup of coffee and says...
Interface.
Pirate Radio.
Now watch. I'll press the button.
houses at night. Flying alone, a teenage space shell. It was a teenage space shell. Landing at night. Beautiful with all my lights. Loom so large on the horizon. So large. People thought my window stars. So large on the horizon. People thought my windows were stars. A teenage space shell. Teenage space shell. And I swore I'd never lay like a log, bark like a dog. I was a teenage small.
just let them know. He said, I'm going to let them know what they do. You know, but, you know, I know a lot of wealthy people love me, you know. But they like me, too, you know. It's cool.
I know. Oh. fuck you mean? Tell Ryder no, it's true. Why they screaming, I love you? Down if you know there ain't no blow up. So DK was DOA, yeah, I know what you here for now. Was I an idea, hold out? Now don't you crush on me, I see you in your five dreams. Whether or not you know it's true, yo, who they think they do? That shit must hurt real bad, picking what you wish you had.
Just an unending Work it out. the distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robo. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. And we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead. I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots rule my people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain. Do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic. Because we...
Silence! Destroy him!
After time we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We use poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poison their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are trying to get out of a huge castle on the planet Venus, where Polidor is holding them prisoner. The two Space Patrollers are struggling to open a heavy door.
So it's locked. But in a castle this size, there must be more doors.
Chances are Polidor has them all locked.
Yeah, by electronic control. Hey, Commander, something smells strange.
I noticed it, too.
Now my eyes are burning.
We've got to find Polidor and take our chances. He's flooding the castle with poison gas. We'll return in just a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol adventure, The Robot of Vorkenna. Hi, gang. Captain Dick Tufeld and...
The Man from Mars.
Reporting to you on...
The Man from Mars Totem Head with Magic Forehead Vision.
Space Patrollers, this is Cadet Happy.
Alias the Man from Mars.
And Smoking Rockets, get yourself a Totem Head. Put it on and you can be a Man from Mars too. With Magic Forehead Vision and two faces, one in front and one in back.
Cadet Happy.
The Man from Mars.
Is right, Space Patrollers. And now, today's Space Patrol adventure, the robot of Borkenna. Hours later, in the central office of Space Patrol headquarters on Terra.
Have a nice trip, Carol.
Thanks, Happy.
Goodbye, Carol, and be careful.
Goodbye, Buzz, and thanks.
Just a minute. Now, 5 centuries later, it is a deserted, crumbling ruin. It is here that Jedro has brought Carol.
She's now 4 hours overdue at Jupiter City.
All private reporting ships have been alerted, sir, just as you ordered. So far, report negative.
I talked to the space control operator who checked her out through the airlocks last night. Her ship blasted off on schedule.
Yes, I know.
Moments later...
I'll go first, Hap.
Remember the robot.
Vanticorian, Cadet Happy, I'll report. Show yourself. Proceed forward. Come on, Happy. That's your match this time, didn't you, Corey? I'll just pick you up and slam you against the bulkhead. Carol, this is Buzz. Can you hear me?
Yes, Buzz.
Watch what you say, all of you.
Are you all right? Have they harmed you?
No, I'm all right.
Sounds like Carol.
Buzz, this is a trap. They're going to frame you. Listen.
That's enough of that.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment.
Commander, look. A robot.
Shut the door. Try to keep it out.
That's no use, sir. He's stronger than both of us together.
This is what licked us before, the robot.
It's coming after us.
I'll try the ray gun, but I don't think it'll work.
Never even phased it.
Hand over the weapon, Commander.
Holodor's voice coming out of the robot.
The gun, Commander, or do you want the robot to take it away from you? That could be quite painful, you know.
Okay. Catch.
Fire. Got him, Happy. I've got him. Oh!
And now back to our Space Patrol adventure, the robot of Borkenna.
Now, Corey. Now what?
Drop that gun! I'll get it, Commander.
Met your match this time, didn't you?
Smoking rockets, Commander, you took care of him easy. But in his ship, he tossed us around like nothing.
I could tell he wasn't superhuman the way he carried that toolbox.
Say, maybe it was the spacesuit that gave him extra power. A spacesuit with muscles.
This man wasn't in that spacesuit.
But, sir, his voice. It's the same as on the ship. Somebody's coming.
You know, Regan, stand back.
Robot is designed for utility, not for beauty.
Take it easy, Ken.
Polidor didn't get rough with you, did he?
No, I'm all right, but I shouldn't have warned you.
Forget it. Happy and I would have tackled this robot anyway.
Sure.
That's such an ugly, horrible thing.
Yeah, it looks better in a spacesuit.
Look out, Buzz. Don't let him grab you.
Pat, the robot dropped the ray gun. Get it. Let's get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Jedro, can you get any more speed out of that robot?
Remember the robot.
Attaboy, Gus. Give it all you've got. Hooray. Good boy, Gus. We're free. Well, put her there, Gus.
Inside the robot. Drop Happy. He's got a blast gun.
And now, a preview of next week's exciting space football adventure. Buzz and Happy, dressed as prospectors, are tramping across the great Martian desert toward Polidor's hideout.
Uh-oh.
Space football!
Consult your newspaper for time and channel. Thank you.
should have joined me. We'd have made a great team.
Big shout to all crew from Dean Satan. Massive respect to all chat room crew. Interface
Pirate Radio.
Robot, robot, robot.